Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi Niall, love the show. I'm sure this one will get a reaction, so please don't use my name. I'm 43 and separated. Been back on the dating scene now for a couple of years and thoroughly enjoying myself, if you know what I mean. Smiley face, smiley face. The reason I'm writing to you is I want you to announce something to the nation. If you have kids, put it on your dating profile. I'm shouting because he put that in capitals. All right. The last three dates I've been on this month have been with women who withheld the fact that they are mothers. Two of them were in their mid-30s and the last one was 28. None of them said anything until we were on the date on the subject of children came up. I have two kids, 12 and 9 years of age, and it's on my profile. I can't get over about how women chat, flirt and arrange a date, expect the man to pay and not tell him something so important. Let's get real here. Having kids is a massive thing. It affects your whole life. And forgive me for saying it, but it's actually a bigger deal for a single mother, as they usually, not always, I know, are the parent who the kids live with most of the week. My kids are older now. I'm not interested in having any more or dating anyone who has smaller children. Before you say it, I have changed my profile to saying I would like to know if a woman has kids first. It sounds a little bit harsh and it might even turn some women off me in general and seems to be rude, but I feel I have no choice. I just want you to tell women who are on the dating sites, just tell the man if you have kids. Stop wasting his time and his money. Anon. Now, is he right? Should you put it on your dating profile? And I don't know how many people do online dating nowadays, but certainly second time around, people might be on Tinder, whatever it is. Should you put it on your profile that you have children? Because it is a big thing, isn't it? And there are people who might want to date somebody who have no children. And they might not want to ask, you know, until at least they get to the date. And then you're going to waste their time and they have to buy you food and everything else. For what? They don't want to be with you. You know what I mean? Some people just don't want that. That's not what they want. So is he right? Should you have it on your profile? By the way, I have three lovely kids. Or I have two young children. Or whatever. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should you have to announce it on your profile that you have children? Sarah, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Sarah, should you have to put it on your profile?
No, you don't.
Why?
And whoever emailed you that, he must be, I tell you.
Yeah.
I won't say on daytime radio.
But you wouldn't, you know, be what? You wouldn't be dating.
I'll tell you one thing. I God love the person that ends up with him. That's all I can say. You see, can like that.
Well, no, he just knows what he wants.
Well, listen, you're not going to know what you want on your first date either. Like,
no, but
on,
he knows, you know? He doesn't want to be with somebody with kids. He doesn't want the complication of it.
Well, that's all right. All he had to do was finish off with a good night chat and say hi and goodbye. And but why? I'm not interested.
But his argument is, you're wasting me time. His argument is, why waste me time?
Well, then he's putting his time in looking for somebody, isn't he? So it's the same thing. She mightn't like him.
Hmm.
Whether she's children or not.
Well, now, to be fair, you're not on any dating apps. And you're not looking either, because you're married.
It doesn't make any odds, Niall.
Yeah, but if you were looking for somebody, say tomorrow, let's say, you know, things didn't go. South,
no problem,
marriage.
Yeah, 100%.
And you were up on Tinder or whatever it was, right?
I wouldn't be in anyway, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, but at this stage of your life, Sarah, you know what you want. Do you know what I mean? You're not 19, you know, just chancing your arm. You know what you want in life.
Well, if that guy exactly knew what he wants in life, his attitude wants to change first. He needs to change his attitude first before he gets any sort of a woman that will actually live up to his standard, to be basically honest.
He says, I can't get over how a woman can chat, flirt and arrange a date, expect a man to pay it and then not tell him something so important.
Niall, it's really easy. We can all do it. We can all be charming. You know what I mean? You could be sitting there in front of a murder. What are you going to put up next?
Yeah, but you know,
I'm not going to date a woman that has no money. I'm not going to date a woman that has no job. I'm not going to date a woman like this, that or the other.
Well, you might have that on your bio. You know, you'd have on your bio, you know, Sarah, carer. You know what I mean?
Nah, I wouldn't. I don't think
care worker, health worker. I don't know. You might have
sex
something like
worker.
That in your bio. Sex worker. You might have. You know what I mean? In your bio. You know what I mean?
Well, see, I don't know which way the dating apps work, to be totally honest. Like, but I tell you one thing, like, if a woman were selling herself, like, that's good and well. I don't mean selling herself, like, that way. I mean,
when you are promoting yourself or selling yourself. Exactly, yeah, it's okay.
But, like, you're promoting herself or personality.
Yeah, I don't know, Jane, do they put their, do you put your career on your bio? Is it, like, on bios, I don't know nothing about them. Do they, oh, they do, yeah, okay. Jane says they do, she reckons they do.
Do you, well, like, I don't
your
know.
Occupation. Sorry, Jane. Do you put your occupation on, Jane?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, what would you put up? Like, Jane, radio producer.
Yeah, long-suffering radio producer.
No, you only here a short while yet. You haven't been long suffering.
Short suffering.
Yeah. No, so, you want to start teaching her a few things?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll knock her into shape. She'll be grand.
Yeah. But no, like when you think of it, like you are not actually going to tell, like, you know, you don't need to give a person the history of yourself.
Yeah.
It's a date you're going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to marry them straight away.
No, but why? I suppose.
I was going to marry him. Anyway.
But why, you know, when you're talking to someone, I'm assuming, I don't know how dating apps work, but I assume you exchange details and you might start texting each other or private messaging each other. Surely that's something that comes up. Oh, by the way, I have a child, or I have two children, or, you know, how are you? Have you got children yourself? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Niall, when myself and my husband, before we got to know each other, and it did come onto the subject of children. Mm. And then when he did tell me that he had a child, yeah. I was like, oh, well, okay.
And?
How is this going to work out?
So there you go.
But I had to get into the history of it.
But there you go. You wanted to know about him before you did the deed, like, before you got involved.
Yeah, but that email that you got in, like, I think that's so rude because, like, you need to get to know the person first.
You did a lot of shouting in the email, by the way.
Sorry, listen, when you turned around and you said that he already has children and he doesn't want any of this again, like...
Yeah, he doesn't want somebody else's baggage.
That's even really more, like...
annoying.
A horrible thing to say, I think.
Okay, well, say there, Dan, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dan?
Hey, Niall, how are we getting on?
Good. Now, you have a slightly different perspective on this. You believe it should be on the bio.
I do. Personally, I went out with a girl a couple of years ago. Now, I met my wife on Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah. So we met each other 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just started off as, you know, just as a date. But I had on my profile specifically, if you are looking for kids or if you have kids, please swipe left because I do not want kids. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to waste my time. It's just, it's not going to work out. I put that up for a reason. I actually got some pretty nasty messages over having that in my profile.
Did you?
I did.
What nasty messages? What were they saying to you?
They're just saying that it was basically calling me names and saying why would I be...
why would you discriminate against people?
Discriminate against them, yeah. The reason, and then I got other people who actually said, you know what, you're dead right to say that and put it out there straight away because you're saving everybody time.
Isn't that the whole point? That's what he's saying. Save him time.
Yeah, well, my own personal thing, the reason why I put that up was years ago, back in 2010, I met a girl and she had a child with somebody else. That's fine. At the time, it wasn't a deal breaker for me. My own father, when he met my mum, he took on my brother as a thing. So I said, you know what, I'll take after my dad. I helped raise that child for 3 years. It wasn't a deal breaker. It was all good. But when we broke up, it got very messy. I lost all contact with that kid. And it's like losing your own child after raising someone.
Because you'd been so used to doing it, yeah.
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 The other part of it then was, while I was going out with that girl, the biological father, he got treated everything. He got his Father's Day gift, and he got all of this and all of that. And I got nothing. Now, I don't want gifts, but it would have been nice to have been appreciated every now and then. But the problem then is
there's three people in the relationship, really, isn't there?
Like, you don't know what you're getting into, what kind of relationship that person has with the father. is there going to be aggro? Are they going to be, you know, looking to fight with you or be aggressive with you because you're taking over? Or, you know, it can
be complicated. Yeah, I get that. It can be complicated.
Listen, I reckon he had a bad experience now because I was with...
Well, he did have a bad experience. He just told you he had a bad experience.
I had a fairly bad experience with it.
So he's just being honest now, Sarah, and he's putting up in his bio... All right, listen, when he was, he's married now, but he put up in his bio, I'm not interested in anyone with kids.
Listen, Niall, I was with someone that had 4 children. I was with them for a very, very long time, longer than my husband. I know what the crack is when it comes to kids, and I know what it's like building up relationships with them.
Yeah.
It comes a time in your life that you have to just go for what you want.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But isn't that what we're saying, Sarah?
Yeah, it is. But I think, like, putting her out there saying, like, you don't want to... Like, it's a first date. You need to get to know the person.
No, there's no point in even having a first date. If that person...
It's not what you want.
You and me want to go and have... You and me decide to meet up and we go for a date. You want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. I am adamant I don't want to have kids. I've gone so far as that I've had a vasectomy to make sure I don't have the possibility of having kids. It is a deal-breaker for me. What is the point in you and me going even on a first date if you want kids and I don't want kids? It's never going to work out.
He's got a point, Sarah. He's got a point.
People change. I just...
Ah, would you stop out with that? Sarah, he's making a really valid point. Why would he waste your time and his own time?
Sorry,
yeah, I understand that. I do understand that, but I do...
I'm 40 years of age. I haven't wanted kids since I was...
old enough to
teenager.
Have them. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. I had a thing with one girl, and unfortunately we had a miscarriage, but that actually made me think, you know what, I'm not ready to have kids. I don't want kids. I never want it. I'm not very family orientated myself. So why should I waste somebody's time? Like, there's girls out there who are the absolute salt of the earth, best girls, best mothers, and they deserve somebody who's going to help raise them and raise that child. I'm not that man, so why am I going to waste their time to just end up in heartbreak for everybody on all sides?
No, I don't know. See where I'm coming from with this, because I was with someone that had children.
Yeah, but
and
you
I swore
said
I didn't.
Yeah, but hang on, Dan. Let her finish, Dan. Go ahead.
No, I swore I'd never, ever get involved with anybody that had children again, because I was with this guy for years. And when I came out of that relationship, and I know I was the one that broke her up, I was broken hearted because not only did I break it off with him, but then I had a relationship with the children. And that really hurt me so, so bad. Like, I'm not going to say I nearly had a nervous breakdown, but it was horrible. And I says, I will never, ever in my life get involved with anybody that has children.
And it can be really difficult. And look, you know, people I'm sure listening today are quite happy to hook up with somebody that has children already.
Yeah.
Because particularly when you're in your 40s, the chances are it's second time round for everybody. The chances are most people have children. That's just a rule. Most people.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you are meeting somebody second time round in your 40s or 50s, the chances are the person you meet is going to have a child. But all this guy is saying is, just be honest about it. Put it in your profile. Yeah. And then it gives me a choice to swipe left or right or whatever. How do you reject people? Left or right? I can't remember.
Left.
Left is reject, is it?
Left is reject.
Well, okay.
Right is the thing, yeah.
Okay, so if you're not interested in children, she has children, I'll swipe left on that, swipe left on that. Oh, she doesn't have any kids, I'll put her to the right. So in other words, it stops wasting people's time, Sarah. Yeah,
you're putting people in a box, and I think it's sad. I actually think it's sad, because I got to know the person that I married today by going out on little dates, having cups of coffee, having a chat and having a talk, and then talking about, like,
kids.
A child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, I built up that relationship, and I was taking a big chance. Because after what I've been through in the last relationship, I don't want to ever go through that again.
Okay, well, that's a fair point, Dan. Maybe you're missing out on the girl of your dreams. Well, not now, obviously. You're married now.
No.
But at the time.
No. I thought she was the girl of my dreams, but there was always that niggling thing in the back of my brain. Because the dad...
No, but your wife you're with now. Let's say your wife you're with now, right? Yeah. I'm assuming she doesn't have children.
No.
Okay.
No,
but here's the thing. You love her to bits, I assume, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
She's an amazing woman, isn't she, Dan?
Well, she is.
Yeah, what would happen if she had a child? You probably wouldn't have entertained her at the start and you would have never got to know her.
No, I wouldn't, because...
But then you would have missed out, wouldn't you? For the sake of a child?
Yes and no. Because of my experience, Sarah took on somebody else. That's fair enough. She's a stronger person than I am. I went through it. I couldn't go through that again, and it was very messy. And I just wouldn't take that on again.
Okay, well, do me a favor, both of you. Stay there for a second. The question we're asking is: if you have children, should you have it on your dating profile if you're on an online dating app? Let me go to Mick. Mick, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Mick?
Hi, Niall.
Good, Mick. Should it be included?
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I'm listening to Sarah there. She's absolutely contradicting herself.
I'm not contradicting myself. How am I contradicting myself?
Hold on for a minute. You went on at the beginning there saying how it shouldn't, they don't have to put it on the profile, you should get to know somebody, blah, blah, blah. Then you said you were with someone that had four kids and it was the biggest mistake you ever made.
I never said it was the biggest mistake. I love that man. I love that man. Hang on, I loved that man for a very long time, and I also loved his children. But I had to break out that relationship for myself, and it doesn't have to do with his children.
What did you say then? What have you said now?
And then I said, I never, ever get involved.
You said you'll never do it again. Right. No, listen, let me talk. You said you'll never do it again.
Exactly.
Okay, you said you'll never do it again. So if you go on to a dating site, are you not going to put it up on that date and say, I don't want a man with kids?
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but what happens then if that man turns up and hasn't got it on the profile that he has kids, and that man turns up for your first date, and next thing he lands a bombshell, oh, by the way, I have three kids and they're all under 10. What will you say then? Will you get up and walk away?
No, well, I tell you, my husband today, when I met him, like, I didn't know any children, Anna.
If he had had kids, would he be your husband today now?
But no, I still would have gone on the date to see what it was like.
Hang on, both of you, before we start a barney here, there's a bit of a difference when it comes to men and women, right? Because primarily, when women have children, they're usually living with them. This is, we're talking about second time round, right, for most people at 43 or 50. Primarily when men have children at that age, they're usually not with them. They're with the ex-wife or whatever it is, because children tend to be with, because family law and all that kind of carry on. The wife, the husband's usually the one to be booted out of the house. So normally that's the situation. So there's a different expectation between men and women when they're on profiles or dating sites and everything else. So I think in Sarah's defence, it's slightly different. But I think in your defence, Mick, it's different as well, because if you're on a dating site looking for a filly, you know, I mean, and you don't want to be with a woman who has children, the reason is because most likely they're going to be living with her.
You just don't want kids.
Okay.
The question is, like, I'm married. I've never been on a date.
Have you not?
But
okay.
I have friends who have, both male and female friends, right? And the one thing women, especially women, will always complain about is, sorry for my language. He lied. He didn't tell you. He wasn't who I thought he was.
Well, they lie about a lot of things. He's not as young looking as I thought he was.
And that's one thing, isn't it? But that works for both men and women.
There should be laws against that, by the way. I've never been on dating sites, but there should be laws from what most people tell me when they arrive to meet someone. They're usually 10 years older looking than they said they were. Yeah.
But then, in fairness, isn't he not right then for putting that on, looking for that to be on the profile?
Yeah, people should be more honest on their profiles.
You should disclose everything about yourself that is relevant to a relationship.
On your profile?
Of course you should. Honestly, where's honesty if you don't have it at the beginning?
Yeah, but then if you meet the person, see, this is it. You're looking too far down the line.
If you don't like kids, you're not going to meet that person. You're going to swipe. Left or right, or whatever it is.
Listen, you have to benefit it out. You like the person you're going out dating. You get to know them. You get to know what they're like. You get to know their character. You're not going to just jump right in.
Okay, well, hang on both of you for a second. Let me go to another Dan. Dan, there's a lot of Dans today. Dan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Dan?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, Dan? Now, you want to make a slightly different point. Do you think it's selfish of somebody to expect someone to do that?
Okay, so when you were reading out his email, my first thought was I kind of agreed with him. But then when he said he had his own kids, I thought, well, okay, why should he be the only one with the luxury of having a single partner?
He probably just doesn't want any more.
He has it on his profile that he has kids. He never hid the fact that he had kids.
Yeah. So go on, Dan.
Yeah, but he still has kids. I mean,
okay, go on, Dan.
He should, I mean... If I was, I just think of my own situation. I'm not in that situation, but if I was, I'd probably want to look for someone who has her own kids and has finished having kids. So then we both know where you are. You're both on the same level, equal ground, whatever.
Mm.
And, you know, we don't want any more kids. We already have our own kids from separate relationships, but fair enough. But he has his own kids, so he can't turn around and complain that she has kids.
No, he's not complaining that people have kids. And, you know, I'm sure like everybody, he'd be delighted for them. I hope they meet somebody nice. It's just not me. All he's saying is he doesn't want to be with someone who has kids. He has his own two. He says he has that in his profile.
Fair enough. So a woman.
No, but I think Dan is right. He has a good point there.
But, you know.
But what he's just saying is, if I'm putting it up and honest enough to put it on my profile, why don't women put it on their profiles? That's what he's saying.
No, but what Dan is saying is, Dan turned around and says he has his own children that are older. Why could he not put that up on his profile?
He did.
And that he's needed for a girl like that.
He did. He said, before you say it, I've changed my profile to say I would like to know if a woman has kids first. It sounds harsh. And he also says that he has put on his own profile that he has kids.
Yeah, but did he mention the age in it?
12 and... Well, I don't know if he mentions on his profile. 12 and 9.
Yeah,
but so Dan, is it not? I mean, Mick is saying if you're on the dating game, you know, rather than wasting people's time, put up on it, I have two kids. And then if a lad is not interested in your kids and you and your kids, well, then he can just swipe left rather than wasting everyone's time.
Yeah, good point, but people do change their minds, and I think he's okay. He has his kids, but let's say he gets into a relationship and then she wants kids down the line, then he's not interested. Oh, no, I don't want more kids because I've had my own. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think what suits him best if he met a woman who in the same position as he was in with her own kids and didn't want any more, and then the two of them got a relationship. Done. You know?
Here's another question very quickly. What about people who lie about their age on their profiles?
That's really mad.
Depends. I mean, if he's 60 and he's saying he's 30, yeah, that's a problem.
Mick, what are you saying?
It's wrong to lie about your age, but they're all like there's a very good point, Niall. Some guy puts up and says, "I'm 35," and if the lady is 33 or 34, to me, and next thing a 60-year-old walks into the fucking door.
You see, and you're looking at him going, "You've seen that number on the side of a bus, pal." I'm looking at a text here and it says, I lied about my age and I'm now in a relationship with my BF after meeting on Tinder. If I said my real age on my profile, we wouldn't have met because his settings were not set to my age. I'm 5 years older, very happy. Younger men are the way to go. So,
no, they're not. Listen, come in, I tell you something.
Yeah, it's only 5 years.
I don't know. I'm not on dating sites and I don't know what.
Are younger men the way to go, Sarah?
Younger man?
Yeah, would you be with a younger man?
Am I with a younger man? Let me see.
Do you not know his age?
He doesn't know his age.
My husband's age. Do you know what, right? For years, I've always dated older men. And I mean older men, right?
Right.
Well, two of them were older, right?
Yeah.
There was a big age gap, right?
Yep.
And my husband is 2 days older than me. We were born in July.
Yeah.
I was born on July the 15th.
Yeah.
He was born on July the 12th in 1972.
Okay.
So the two of us, he's older than me by 2-3 days, I think.
Right, okay.
But yeah, no, I don't, do you know what? I know an awful lot of women out there.
So you're 50 this year, Sarah?
No, I'm 51 now. I have no problem mentioning me age.
I'm just saying.
I'm a young elf.
I'm just saying, because I'm only saying that so as I get into trouble, because Ryan Tuberty get into trouble for asking ages.
Send me a birthday card. There we go again.
And would you date a 70-year-old, Sarah?
Would I date a 70-year-old? If you had a bad heart and a big wallet, I would.
but would it be okay, Sarah, if you were on a dating site, say, to stick down that you were 45?
Me?
Even though you're 50.
Even though you're 51.
I wouldn't have the nerves to. I can't lie, really, seriously. You could put me up there and ask me questions, I can't lie. I wouldn't be able to lie.
So
and the first thing I do, I'd have to tell the truth.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So you're happy enough to tell the truth about your age.
You have to put your age on it.
Yeah, you do. I think you do. Yeah, you have to put your date of birth on it. Why, Mick? Are you thinking about it?
No. You don't have to disclose whether you have kids or not, I'm sure.
No, I don't think you have to disclose that. No, you do have to disclose your age.
Niall, do you ever see some photographs, right, and you're looking at them and you say, God, like, no, I'm not just talking about dating apps. I haven't been on one. I wouldn't know how to use them.
I don't think you have been
but
on a few.
I am very nosy. I will say, I am very nosy. And I, when I'm clicking into people's profiles, I'll be looking at how they look, right?
Yeah.
And I say, my God, they look lovely, like, for their age, or, you know, they look young, or they look old, or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you could be walking along the street and see them, and you'd be looking at them, and you'd be saying,
that's not
Jesus
dead.
Christ almighty. No, seriously.
But
like,
that's because all the pictures are all filtered nowadays. Sure, they have apps. There's an app out now. The most popular app seemingly in the market now is this one that makes adults look like teenagers. Have you seen that one? So you can look at yourself as what you used to look like as a teenager.
I sure know. I like to be doing it on one, the kids' Snapchat. I do be looking at myself and I do be saying, Jesus Christ, I actually look good looking. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. People use fraudulent pictures of themselves like 15, 20 years ago. I don't get that. Yeah. If you're going to be honest, be honest.
I went to renew my renewal driver's license and I was trying my best to even try some bit like happy in the photograph. And I looked around 80 and I'm like, and she goes, pick one of them. Like, can we go again? I says, and try another one, right? And I even pulled up the top of my coat even to look a little bit younger looking. And I still look like I was 80. I said, my God, can we not use a filter in that or something?
I was the same. When I went for my driver's license, you did the same thing. They take four pictures, they pick one of them, and you do. It doesn't matter. You pick one that's fine. They're all dreadful.
Still come out horrible looking.
Okay, but sorry, getting back to the argument. You know, Mick, I kind of do understand people think they're going to get a better, you know, they'll get a better choice. But if they're too honest and they say they have a load of kids or whatever it is, you know,
yeah, the only thing is, you're going to get somebody, you will get somebody that suits you then.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If they don't like kids, if they don't like men or women of a certain age, or size, height, it's the same with everything, size, height, hair, colour, whatever. If you don't like
I won't go out with anybody that's smaller than me, no, and that's the God's honest truth. I'd have a shock.
Yeah, well, then maybe does your height have to be in your profile?
There's a good point, Sarah.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Sarah. Your height should be on your profile too. I mean, you don't want to be with, if you're a lad, you don't want to be with a woman that's 6'5". You know what I mean?
And if I said you were 6'4", and we turn up for the day, and I'm only 4'5", are you going to walk out, or are you going to go through the whole ordeal of having to sit there and have that meal?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's the same for that man who turns up to a meal, and next thing she says, "Okay, I have three kids." You don't, you know, it's very awkward on him then. Like, he does not want kids. He just, it's not that he's discriminating that, oh, it's a bad thing that she has kids. He's just saying he doesn't want them.
Okay, I got to go into a break. The number is 087-188-0008. This comes from an email that we got from a guy who's pissed off. And he wants to know why women won't announce on their profiles on dating sites, because he's back on the dating game at the age of 43, that they have children. He's pissed off wasting his time going out on dates only to find out they have children. He said, why do they have to wait then? You know, in other words, you know, you're wasting the kind of money on the date and everything else when he's just not interested in anybody with children. Now, he has children himself. He has a 12 and a 9-year-old, but he says he puts that on his profile. He just doesn't want any more children. He doesn't want anything to do with any more children. He's finished with children as far as he's concerned. Although his kids are only 12 and 9, and it's hard for him to say he's finished with children. He'd be dealing with his own for a few more years. The number's 087-188-0008. Is he right? And should you have to put on your profile that you have kids? Or is that discrimination?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yeah, they mentioned FOMO there a few minutes ago. I've never had FOMO. I know what people are saying, what's FOMO? Fear of missing out. Like, I'm not kind of very social person. I don't go generally to parties and things like that, or, you know, or if I'm asked to go on to weddings and stuff like that, or I don't particularly like going. So, and people say, oh, you'd have a fear of missing out. No, I wouldn't. Richie says, why would a man in his 40s settle for a single mother in her 40s when sweet young thangs in their 20s exist? Jesus, Richie. Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Kevin?
Not too bad.
Good. You're dating. Good. You're on the dating game.
Well, I joined, if anybody knows it, POF.
Okay.
Weeks ago.
Plenty of fish.
Pardon?
Plenty of fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
And put me profile all together and everything, proper photo, up to date, the lot. Now, at that time, I had long hair. So, last Thursday, went to the hairdressers, had my hair cut and everything, put a new photo up.
Okay.
Up to date and everything, and put on everything about it. Now, I had a meeting with two separate women about a week apart.
When you say a meeting, like a physical meeting?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Coffee.
Drinking, okay.
And everything else. And we were doing all right at first.
Were they in around you the same age as yourself?
Well, I'm 63.
Okay.
I'll be 64 in September.
Okay.
But inside, I feel like 30.
Good.
Put on my profile that I'm like a classic car, a bit beaten up and scratched and dented, but...
Okay.
Okay, and body works all there and everything else.
Are you retired?
Pardon?
Are you retired or still working?
I'm retired now. Okay. I took in retirement.
Okay.
I fill my days. I'm happy enough. Like, my wash has just stopped, so I've got all my bedding done now. I've just got to put it to dry.
Okay.
But it can wait. And as soon as they found out I was a Yorkshire guy, they run to Ills.
Why? Did they not like your accent?
I don't know what it is.
I kind of like the English accent.
Well,
I thought women would have liked it as well.
Well, I was talking to the young lady Tuesday night. When I say young lady, she was 56, from Galway. And we was getting on okay, and she said she was watching TV at the same time, and she was watching Everdale Farm. I says, well, that's funny, that. I says, because I come from Yorkshire, and I lived 20 miles away from where it's filmed.
Yeah.
Never heard from her again.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's dreadful.
I'm looking now to see if I can buy an Irish accent from someone.
Have you tried to put on an Irish accent, Kevin?
No, I do not do such things. I don't do...
Go on, give it a go. Give an Irish accent a go there. Go on.
As close as I can get to an Irish accent is Gil Singh.
All right. Now try. What's the story?
What's the story?
No, your Yorkshire accent is squeezing out there. Like, you have, I've got to be a bit lazy about it. You have to go, what's the story?
What's the story?
That's not too bad. Kevin, I don't know why they have a problem with your accent. You sound like a lovely man.
Well, I have spoke to you before, some years back. Let's see now, it would be 2016.
Okay, that was some years back, yeah.
Yeah, and we was on about the butter vouchers for the families, that they should get these vouchers instead of child allowance.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
And everybody kicked off about it because they use the money for different things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so you've been good since we last spoke in 2016. I've kind of missed you. We've been good, have we?
Well... In 17, I had a massive heart attack.
Oh, no!
A load of plumbing done on my heart, and the surgeon, really good about it. I just do as I'm told now by the doctor.
Right, okay. Well, hang on, Kevin. I'm not being rude to you, because I have two other people to get to. But stay there. If anybody's interested in dating a lovely Yorkshire man, 64, great picture, by the way. I'm looking at, very handsome man. I'm looking at a picture of him there, very handsome man. If you're interested, you know, give us a shout here if you want to text or WhatsApp in. Katie, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio. How are you doing, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you want to date a 64-year-old man?
Why not, yeah?
Yeah, would you? Yeah.
Equal opportunity, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and he's a Yorkshire man too.
Yeah, lovely accent.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, should you ask these questions before you meet somebody?
Yeah, I mean, the point was, I was a long time using online dating apps. But having kids is never a deal breaker. If they had kids or not, it wasn't a deal breaker for me. But I'm just nearly 6 foot tall and love my heels. So kind of
high heels. Oh, 6 foot tall with heels. So you're 6'3" with the heels on.
Probably, right. But now, I've gone out with fellas not as tall as me, right? No problem. I'd actually try to find you more attractive.
Are you a guard?
No, I'm not a guard, no.
I'm only asking. No. Normally, for some reason, tall women gravitate towards guard as she goes.
No, oh, geez, no, I'm too much of a sassy, you know, for cards. But no, like, if I like to look for a profile, if they didn't happen to have, and normally you can scope out by photos what height you think they might be.
And so you're still single, Katie?
I'm not. No, I met my Prince Charming online.
Oh, sorry, Kevin.
Sorry,
she's taken. She's gone. he was getting a bit excited there by the whole house. Kevin, how tall are you, by the way?
I am 5'6". I don't have a problem with any woman, as in size, because when I look at a profile, I don't look at the photo because I don't know when it was taken.
Oh, this is true.
I only read what's right.
Okay, and are you primarily looking for a woman the same height as you, or smaller?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you at all. Okay, yeah. Katie, I'm assuming you're looking for a man that's equal in height or close enough to your height.
Well, I never really mind, no, to be honest.
Yeah, but you're not going to go with a 5'4" midget now, are you?
Well, no, I honestly wouldn't mind.
You look like your child walking beside you.
You're all my mates are that height.
So, when, by the way, wait, I've only a minute and a half, and I have to go to Kev as well, or I have to go to PJ as well. Sorry, Katie, are you married to him yet, this fella, this man of your dreams?
No, he hasn't popped the question yet. He is a very, very loyal listener, so he might be listening.
Oh, what's his name?
I'm not telling
you. Okay, but if he's listening, you're open to the question, are you?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, now you know who you are out there. Katie said she's open to the question.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you name it. At least 3 months' wages on the ring. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Have you talked about rings or anything like that now?
No.
The conversation could happen over dinner tonight.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay. Stay there a second. PJ!
Hiya, Niall.
How you doing? I know you don't want to date Kevin, but that's okay. So, PJ, do you think people should be more honest?
To be honest, if you're in your 40s or your 50s and you're using dating apps, like, you should know at that age, either the man or the woman will...
Most likely have kids,
95% will have children at that age.
Yeah.
So if you keep that for granted in your head... Now, I've never used dating apps myself. I'm a firm believer in going in and chatting the bird up at the bar or in the nightclub or whatever the case may be.
You get a long way if you call them birds, by the way, can I just point out?
Used to be birds or cheeky babes was big in the 70s, as you probably remember yourself.
Katie's not a bird. She's a lady.
I know, in the current world of PC, I'll be careful what you say now.
I don't think Katie would care as long as you were nice.
Well, I was married twice, and I had three children with my first marriage, one with my second. And I actually met up with my very first girlfriend. About eight, nine years ago. And we've been married since. Now, she had children herself. And her...
So how many kids have you all together then? Including the kids she has, the ones you're doing with her and the one you had in a previous marriage.
There's nine between the two.
Are you trying to populate the world or something, BJ?
I'm having a go at it. But her grandchildren was living with my wife and me... my wife now when we met. And... You know, it was a rekindle of an old flame kind of thing.
Oh, I get you. Well, listen, sorry, PJ, to cut you short. I'm at the cutting everybody short. I have to move on. The number is 087-188-0008. Kevin, can we get you back on again?
You can do. No.
Yeah,
problem.
I'd love to have you back on again because I've loads of people interested and want to talk to you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Sick.